It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Sportsbook and Casino. It is our Parks Picks Pod. I went double there, Elliot. I don't know why it just happened.
I was thinking about you.
You know, threw you in there, even though we should really be calling it the James Parks Picks Pod the way it's been going. I mean, if we're going to be real.
Oh, well, here's what I would say. I got twice as many right this week as I did last week. I would call that an improvement.
So did I, right? So did I, though.
Yeah, you did. That was the unfortunate part. And I actually thought, I mean, we texted about this. Going into Monday night, Bears Vikings, I was at 6-7. You were at 7-6. I felt like, as, you know, a partner in this, you should have been rooting for me to be correct so that we could have both been 7-7 and entered this emotionally on the same level. You unfortunately rooted for your own interests, ended up being correct. And so you end up going 8-6. Gotta feel nice to have a winning record. I unfortunately did not.
Yeah. And the season long, 69-75 for Elliot. I am 76-68. Elliot, you got some ground to catch up, buddy.
It's just, I hate so much that I'm under 500 and you're not. I hate it. I hate it so, so much. So quick side note on a line on Parks, and then we have a decision to make.
Well, you said you had yesterday on our pod, you said you had an announcement to make. So, you know.
Yes. So, okay. First, I remember a few weeks ago we were talking about, you know, futures for the NFC East, and the Eagles have remained the favorite. They still are the favorite to win the NFC East. A few weeks ago, the Giants were plus 1,300. Now they're plus 300. I think betting on them a few weeks ago would have been foolish, but boy, oh boy. That, I mean, you got them at plus 1,300 like a week and a half ago.
Can you imagine?
That would have been super sweet.
I mean, they're the best team in the NFC East right now. The record doesn't help them and all that, but they're the best team right now at this particular moment, as we both said and saw.
I mean, I guess I'm not surprised
because the Giants' schedule's tough. Remember, we looked at it like they only really have two definitive, and you can't say anything's a definitive win for any team in this division, as we know. But Cincinnati and Dallas are the only two games left that I think they'll be favored in. You know, otherwise it's similar to the Eagles' schedule. I think they have Green Bay. I think they have Seattle. Like, they've got a tough schedule too. Maybe it's not Green Bay, but they've still got some tough games left. I think the Cardinals, you know, they've got some tough ones left. So, if I had to bet right now, and this sounds ridiculous, but I would bet right now that the Eagles win the division at 5-10-1. That's my guess, and I think it's crazy.
Even though, I mean, like, the Giants, you're winning. I mean, you're winning money either way, obviously. But with the Giants, you're not betting.
I mean, I think it would have been a great bet. I think you missed your opportunity. Plus 300 is not nearly as good a bet as plus 1,300. But yeah, if I could go back in time 2 weeks, I would absolutely put some money on them plus 1,300. Of course I would.
Yeah. things change quickly. It's why you always have to be checking. Like I said, you can check during the game, all that stuff. So, all right, we have to make a decision.
Ooh, announcement
time. I don't
know
if you know about this yet. I feel like you don't check your work email all the time, but in retrospect, our boss might have told you about this in person. Have you heard about the new partnership that we have with Entercom?
I have.
Okay, so you're aware of BetQL.
I am.
All right, so for the listeners, Entercom, who's the father company of 94WIP, is now partners with this betting website. And you cannot place the bets, but what you can do is you can sign up here and then you can go to Parx Casino and use the information to make bets.
Yeah, it gives you information, essentially. That is exactly right.
Correct.
It helps inform your decisions when you go to Parx and bet on these games.
Right. Like, so you have to ask yourself, do you want me, 69 and 75? But I guess here's the question. I did not do it this week. I did not look through because I felt it was unfair to do it before me and you decided if we wanted to use this resource to make our picks. But so here's what I did decide to do, and I think this is the fairest way to do it. Each week, I'm going to bring like a tidbit on a few of the games from this betting website. I will tell you the tidbit prior to you making your pick.
Okay.
And then we can decide, and obviously it's good for the readers too, because these are like useful pieces of information.
Listeners.
That can help everybody. Right. Yeah, not readers, sorry.
it's a writer coming out in you.
And look, I think I do sometimes believe in things happening for a reason. And we were both emotionally distraught last pod about how this was going. Out of nowhere, Entercom buys a company that gives good betting advice. Like, I think this is a sign.
Yeah, I
think
I like it. I'm in. I co-sign this.
We have to agree. So initially I thought about just doing it, not telling you I was using this, but that felt unfair.
Which it would have been, and I appreciate you, Elliot, for that.
Even though I don't think it would have actually been cheating.
It wouldn't be cheating. It's all out there. You can use any resource you want. This one is about as good as you're going to find, but yeah, it's not cheating.
All right. So we are in agreement. Each week I will come with two or three like little tidbits for a few of the games that I find interesting, and we will use those to help our decisions.
I love this. And everyone should check out BetQL because it is a really, really awesome product that can help you win money at Parx, which is what we are all trying to
crazy.
Do here.
I was going through the website. It is wild.
Pretty wild.
So
yeah. High level
this
stuff.
In Parx, I'm feeling about a good second half of the year. I don't know about for the Eagles, but I think for us and for the listeners, like Let's make some money.
Let's make some money, Elliot.
End this year on a high note.
I love this.
Save the money, and then let's all start 2021 off right. I think that's the move. I love this.
We're doing it together. All right. So just if it's a game that I'm picking first because we go back and forth, stop me and say, hey, before you make your pick.
I'll go first. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So let's dive in. Yet again, we are recording this on a Thursday, and it will come out on a Friday. So for
you
the
already
fourth,
gave away because you said yesterday early on.
I know I did. So for the slick try though. I know. I realized that as I said that, I was like, I'm gonna have to. Oh well, it is what it is because we don't know what's gonna happen in this game and we can't pretend we do. So tonight, Arizona at Seattle. You will hear this pod tomorrow, which is today for you, which is Friday. But this game will have already happened. So in this situation, which has been the last month for us, we are 2-1, Elliot. So we have only been a fool once. Will this be another one? Seattle.
And we both, if I remember correctly, we won last week, right?
We did. That's my point.
I won last week.
We both. Oh, you won last week. I look like a fool. Oh, never mind. So I'm 1-2.
I'm
1-2 in these. You're 2-1.
Colts.
Great.
Yes.
This is awesome. Terrific.
I have a BetQL.
Okay, so let's set the line. Arizona at Seattle. Seattle is a 2.5-point home favorite in this game at the moment on Parx Sportsbook. Elliot, why don't you go first on this one, and you can give us the BetQL as well.
Here's why I think this is especially noteworthy, because the line is only Seattle minus 2.5. So it's not the 3.5. Like, it's essentially a one-possession game, right? Like, it's a field goal game. The chances of them winning by one or two points feel slim. So you're basically picking a winner here. In their last 23 games, directly after two or more consecutive losses against the spread, which the Seahawks are in right now, they're 19-4 straight up. So this is a situation where Seattle almost always wins the game. With a line of only 2.5, I'm taking Seattle. I might have taken them anyway, but I think that's pretty convincing. I think they win the game. Arizona, look, like that DeAndre Hopkins catch, I think it was literally the best example ever of anybody getting mossed, like even more than Randy Moss ever did. That was insane. But they did almost lose that game. So I think Seattle minus 2.5 at home, prime time. I'm taking the Seahawks minus 2.5.
So it is great intel from BetQL there. I was going to take Seattle anyway. For similar reasons, my thinking going into this one was, first and foremost, I think they are very similar teams. Seattle, I think maybe slightly better, but I know their defense is a mess. But Seattle coming off big losses, what, three in a row they've lost, and certainly last week a disappointing loss, Russell Wilson's worst game of the season by far. And on the flip side, Arizona coming off this emotional high, this unbelievable win that everyone has talked about all week. I'm always going to take the Seattle team in that situation every single time. And it's only 2.5. Like, I think this should be 3. This should be a standard 3. I can't believe it's not. I love Seattle in this game. So I am with you. We are on the same page. So at least we will either both look smart or both look like idiots together, Elliot.
Yep. And you're picking this one first. And I think this next one's pretty tough. This, or actually, maybe not.
No, it's incredibly tough. This game is horribly tough because of one specific thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Atlanta at New Orleans. The Saints are a 4.5-point favorite, but fame is Jameis, Elliott. It is not Drew Brees. Drew Brees, multiple broken ribs and a collapsed lung does not sound awesome. So this is, for me, it's a really, really tough one. Atlanta has played slightly better. You know, still not a good football team, but certainly better than the 0-5 start, the wreck that they were. I'm really struggling with this one because Jameis, you know, Jameis could give the game away all by himself. But having said that, I do think the Saints defense is legitimate. Like, this is a good Saints defense. They are really good against the run, and I think they're just good, period. I like the matchup for them against this Atlanta offense. I think they can control them. Alvin Kamara is the number one non-quarterback MVP in football this year, I would say. I think he continues to have a good week. I know he's questionable, has a bit of a limited practice this week, but he'll play. And Michael Thomas, I think, finally bounces back. But coming off a big win, losing Drew Brees, I think I'm going to take the points here. I don't feel great about it, but I think I'm going to take the Falcons in a close loss. I think the Falcons lose. Falcons coming off a bye, rested. They are coming off a bye, right? Yeah. Maybe not. I think so. Either way, New Orleans coming off a big win. I'm going to take the points, and I don't feel great about it.
So you actually had me convinced into the Saints until you switched at the last second. To me, look, I think Teddy Bridgewater is a better quarterback than Jameis Winston. But we saw last year when Teddy Bridgewater went in, the Saints team just kept rolling, right? I mean, they were still an amazing team. I think Sean Payton, obviously great head coach. I'm taking the Saints -4.5. In New Orleans, no fans does impact that a little bit. But, yeah, I agree. Like, the Falcons +4.5 might be the better bet, but I just something
well,
tells
I'm,
me Jameis
already,
Winston
I'm already
will play
regretting
well.
The pick, Elliot. So that should go well.
Then I'm Saints 4.5 is what I'm going.
Yeah,
with.
I reasoned it out in a way the Saints should win, and then I couldn't pull the trigger. But now I'm disappointed in myself for not pulling the trigger. So bet on the Saints. All right, Cincinnati at Washington. Washington 1.5-point home favorite. This is a tough one, Tui. Which way are you going?
This is a tough one. I'll be really interested to see what type of quarterback play Washington gets. I mean, I think Alex Smith picked it up towards the end, so it'll be interesting to see how he carries that over. But I'm going to take Joe Burrow here, just flat out. I'm going to take Joe Burrow. And it's 1.5, so it's not like you're picking a huge underdog here, but I'm going to go Cincinnati +1.5.
I'm going to take Washington here. Back-to-back games against each other. I don't feel great about this one, but I think Washington's defense is the best thing this game has to offer. Cincinnati without Joe Mixon does look like a different offense. Like, I love Joe Burrow, but they just are not the same team without that running attack in any way, shape, or form. And it might have Mixon, but not practicing again yesterday. I don't know what he did today, but I'm guessing there's a decent chance Joe Mixon doesn't play. I'm going to take Washington mostly because of their defense and because they've showed some fight. Like, last week, that game was over. And they almost won. They fought back, so I'll take Washington and lay the 1.5. All right, I'm up first. We go to Detroit and Carolina. Carolina, a 1.5-point home favorite in this one. Two injured quarterbacks. It looks like Stafford is trending to play. It looks like Bridgewater in trouble. It looks like he was trending to play. Now they're not sure. I think Carolina's a better team, but I am very concerned that Teddy Bridgewater, of these two quarterbacks, if I have to bet on one to not play, it would be Bridgewater. And that's the reason I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take Detroit. I don't feel great about this. Again, I think Carolina's probably a little bit better, but I think Stafford's more likely to play. So we're making these picks on a Thursday. We don't know how it's going to play out. I'm going to take the risk on the quarterback I think is more likely to play. I'll take Detroit.
Do you think we should be allowed to change our picks to each other because of injury prior to the start of the game?
So, I mean, I think that any sort of picking before Sunday is foolish because there are so many things that happen by then, especially in a COVID, you know, all that. But right. I also think that we are, you know, this is our 11th week of doing this. I think we've already kind of set a precedent. We have to stick to it. So
I think we have to stick with
what we say here.
I'm also going to take Detroit +1.5. So honestly, like the quarterback thing, I do think Carolina, if both these quarterbacks were completely healthy, I might sway more to Carolina a little bit. And the Bridgewater thing is a factor, but we could just be underestimating Detroit.
They're fine. I think they're a fine team, Detroit. They're not horrible. Yeah. They're like a, you know, a middle of the road team.
All right, Detroit 1.5, lock it in.
Though we will say if Teddy Bridgewater is not playing, you know who that means is playing, baby.
Oh, I can't think of who for some reason.
P.J. Walker!
Oh, yeah, Temple Maid.
That's
David,
right. Come
on. Well, that's who I thought it was, but for some reason at first I was like, why would he be so excited for that? But Temple
Walker,
Maid, correct.
Temple owned, Temple Maid. All right, you were up first in this next one. Another kind of weird, tough line, especially after what New England did last week, you know, kind of down and out, and then they beat the Ravens. They're heading into Houston. They are a 2-point road favorite in Houston. I don't know what to make of this game, E. What do you think?
So this is a tough one. I had emotionally decided that I was not going to play Cam Newton in my fantasy league for the rest of the year after he kind of disappointed me a few weeks in a row. And then I look and he killed it last week, right? He had a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown. And I played Nick Foles, who finished with, I think, 3 points in fantasy, which was disappointing. But I'm going to go Houston here. I'm just not completely in yet on New England, like bouncing back from that rough stretch. I know they obviously had the win last week, but I'm going to go Texans +2.5.
So I am really struggling with this one. I'm going to take Belichick. I'm going to take the fact that I don't ever remember the Texans beating the Pats. And I know that doesn't really mean anything, but it just feels like the Patriots own the Texans. I know that Deshaun's the better quarterback in this game, but Houston's pretty bad. They're not as bad as their record says, but I don't think they're that far off. And I was impressed with New England showing some fight, and they're still kind of on the fringes of it, and Houston's done. I know they don't have a draft pick to worry about, so they don't have anything not to fight for. But I'm going to take the Patriots +2 and maybe not feel great about it.
So, first of all, isn't it Patriots -2? But I'm
Patriots
I'm
minus
my,
two, excuse me.
I'm changing my bet. I'm also taking New England minus
what?
Two.
What? You can't do that.
I'm absolutely doing it.
We made a rule. Once you say it, that's fine.
All right. Fine,
we
fine,
did
fine,
make
fine,
a rule,
fine,
though.
Fine, fine.
We can, if you
you're
wanna...
right. You're right. You're right. I forgot.
I mean, look, right. I'm ahead. So you picking the same games as me is better for me. So if you want to change, that's fine. But we did say that we weren't going to do that. But
You're right. I'll keep it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll keep it. I mean, the idea of rooting for Houston sounds awful on Sunday, but
just wait. Houston's definitely going to win, and I'm going to feel like an idiot for not letting you change it. But we did make a rule.
Good point.
We should stick to the rule. We're rule people, Elliot, both of us.
Bottom line, rule people.
Exactly.
All right, for the next one, I have a BetQL tidbit.
Ooh, good. We already, for those who don't know, didn't listen to the pod yesterday, we both took the Browns -3 against the Eagles. Go ahead.
All right. So according to BetQL, over 90, I was floored by this, 90% of total money wagered is backing the Eagles money line to win straight up.
What?
Right? 90% of the
pot
is picking the Eagles to win this game. The 3-5-1 Eagles going in against the 6-3.
Well, like I said yesterday, right, or I guess yesterday's pod today. Ray Dinger picked him on WIP 24-20. It is one of those things where, like, it would be very Eagles to lose last week and win this week. You know, that's the kind of crap they've been doing, you know, the last couple of years. But, man, like, that seems weird to me that much money is on the Eagles when it is just
90%
so clearly a horrible football team. Like, that is surprising, Elliot. Now, to be fair, look, last week it was Eagles-Giants was, like, 3 points, and it moved all the way up to 4.5. Eagles favored by game time, so everyone was wrong about that one, too. Maybe people just don't have a good read on the Eagles. That's possible, too.
Yeah, well, it's very possible since they're incredibly frustrating and bad.
They're horrible, and I hate them.
There was generally a tough team to get a read on.
All right, you're up first. Pittsburgh at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a 10-point dog, both coming off a week where Jacksonville covered a huge bet against Green Bay, and Pittsburgh covered their own huge spread against Cincinnati, not quite as big as it had been early in the week with the COVID stuff, but would have covered any spread as they dominated. This is a tough one here. These big spreads have caused some problems this
season.
So
I hate myself for what I'm about to do right off the jump. Just letting you guys know that. Jacksonville plus 10. Don't know why. Just my gut. I feel like somehow this is like somehow closer. Jacksonville plus 10.
So, okay. So I've really gone back and forth on this one, particularly because like I've been looking at Pittsburgh, and 2 weeks ago against Dallas, Pittsburgh, you know, craps the bed, right? And there's a 14-point line.
Yep.
And they can't get it done, right? And that was nerve-wracking.
On the road.
And then the next week it's like, oh, well then, you know, they're probably not going to beat the Bengals by that much. And then they slaughter them and cover the spread. And Jacksonville, like I just mentioned last week, you know, we were expecting them to get blown out by the Packers, and they didn't. Here's why I'm most with you on this one. So I am also taking Jacksonville for one specific reason. Pittsburgh, Thursday night against the Ravens.
Ooh,
their whole season is coming up on Thanksgiving. There is no way in Jacksonville. They are heading to, like we talked about with the Eagles and the Browns, for those who listened yesterday, like how tough it is to get off the plane to a place like Cleveland and just go out there and like summon the emotional energy to go out and dominate that day. Same thing in Jacksonville. You walk into Jacksonville, you see that Jags team, you're like, all right, we're going to win this game. How hard do we need to do it? You know you got the Ravens on Thursday, and if you beat the Ravens, you're locked. Like, your season is like, you might go undefeated. I don't think they will, but you might. If you beat the Ravens, if you beat the Jags and the Ravens, you might go undefeated. You're going to be 11-0 at that point. I mean, you're 12-0, right? Or what, are they 10-0 now or 9-0?
Yeah, they'll be right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's a real thing. I just don't see how they get up. I think they win, but I don't see them covering the 10. I think they got too much coming up on the rise. I mean, this is the definition of a trap game right here.
Yeah, Look, I picked Jacksonville plus 10, but you, as usual, did a far better job convincing me as to why I was the right pick. So that is an excellent point. I have a BetQL tidbit for the next game.
Okay, hold it, because before we get to the next game, let me just remind everyone, the whole reason we're doing this pod, we're talking about all these games, is because if you've not downloaded the Park Sportsbook app, I don't know why you're here, I don't know what you're doing. This is the point. We are talking about every line on Parks. All these lines are on Parks. You can bet on every single one of these games. Elliot and I have been having a blast all season long using this app. It's intuitive. It's fun. It's the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. You can bet on all of these games we're talking about. You can bet on college football on Saturday. You can bet on futures like the league MVP, who's going to win a division, conference champions. You can bet on who's going to score first, which team, how many total touchdowns, total sacks, players passing yards, rushing yards, literally anything and everything you can bet on with the Parks Sportsbook app. Download the app now, and you can bet on all these games with us. Follow Elliot's Twitter account. He's giving out the Parks pick. What was the most recent one?
I don't want to talk about the most recent one.
Okay, don't follow that one. The next one is going to
follow
be great.
Follow the next one.
Follow the next one, and look, you know, get involved. You can make some money. And also, we got a deal for you. If you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Here's what you got to do. You just got to download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. That's parkscasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Of course, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Elliot, our next game is Tennessee at Baltimore. Aforementioned Baltimore, also looking at potentially Baltimore.
Yes.
6-point home favorite against Tennessee. What does BetQL have to say for us?
So I know Tennessee hasn't been that great this year, but I was surprised that it was -6. And also, so BetQL is giving the Titans just a 19.3% chance to beat the Ravens. So they think this is an easy Ravens win. And I guess I agree. I get the look-ahead thing. I mean, Tennessee, I guess, does need this more than Baltimore. But I think I'm going to go Baltimore -6 here.
So it was actually my turn to go first, but I appreciate you going first on that one.
Yeah, we got
it. So I think Baltimore is definitely going to win. I think they're a better team, but man, 6 feels like a lot. The one thing I do like with Baltimore is there's a revenge factor here. Obviously, we all remember playoffs last year. Tennessee beats Baltimore to go to the AFC Championship game, beating that 14-2 team, a Baltimore team that felt like that Super Bowl was theirs. And they're going to see those guys across the field. I do think that will matter. I think that'll be a factor. I think they're better than Tennessee. I think 6 points is a lot of points. So I've been going back and forth, but I think ultimately, even though they have the game coming up ahead, I think Tennessee is not an opponent they're going to take lightly for the reason I just mentioned. I think Baltimore gets it done in a revenge game. And since I feel very confident they're going to win the game, I feel like I have to lay the 6 points. I just don't feel great about it. I could see it being a close game, but I don't see Tennessee winning this football game, and thus I got to take Baltimore and lay the points.
All right. Well, I feel better that I did it now. So
yeah,
there we go.
Works out. All right. Miami at Denver. I'm up first. I think we all know what I'm going to do in this one.
Yes.
And let me take it a step further. Denver is a 3.5-point home underdog. This could be 6.5, and I'm taking Miami. This is one of the most surprising lines of the week to me. How many more people do I need to tell, Elliot? Miami is a good football team. Like, they're a legitimately good football team. Denver, guess what? They're not. They're definitively not. This is my favorite bet on the board all week. I love Miami.
I think Miami's better than Buffalo.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Miami's a good team, man. Like, they're good.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking up right now, actually, on the Parx Casino app where their odds are. The Buffalo Bills, -335 right now to win the division. Dolphins, +290. I would like that bet.
I like that too, man. I like that, too.
I think
you
might take some of your shekels and do that.
That feels like a really nice future bet. I love that. I am all in on Miami. Those are good odds, man. They're better.
One game back. Their defense is better. I think with Tua now, their offense is going to be proven to be better. So I like it. And I'm also obviously taking Miami -3.5.
All right. Moving on to the next one. I'll go first again since you did two in a row. Lay it on me. All right. So the next game for those who don't know is the New York Jets at the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers, a whopping 8.5-point home favorite over the Jets.
So the BetQL says the Jets have a 13% chance to beat the Chargers outright on Sunday. And at first I was like, that seems super like obvious, of course, but the Chargers do know how to lose games. Like, as intriguing as they are, 2-7 is 2-7 for a reason. Here's the question. How much is Justin Herbert's haircut going to impact your decision here?
It's massive. He looks like a 5-year-old,
right?
He looks like a 5-year-old. It's like, what are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Not a good decision on his part.
Horrible.
And I feel for him because, like, it's everyone's looking at it on one screenshot. Maybe it looks better in person. But, I mean, the dude had a great head of hair, and he just absolutely blew it. So I was stunned.
And it somehow made him look younger. I mean, he looked like a 13-year-old before. Now he looks like a 12-year-old. It's unbelievable.
Yep. All right. So I forget who's up first, me or you?
I said I would go back-to-back first because you went two in a row by mistake. So I will match you here. And, man, Elliot, this is – I won't even just, I'm just going to say it. I'm taking the Jets. 8.5 is too many points for the Chargers. Jets were frisky against New England. They played really good football, had a week off to rest and get ready. I did not think there would be a single game this year where I would take the Jets. And I still think the Chargers find a way to win this game. But the Chargers favored by 8.5 points is asinine. Like, they're not close to a team that should be favored by 8.5 points. I'll take the Jets.
That is a lot of points. I'm taking the Chargers. The Jets.
Well, you
blow,
made an
man.
Oath. Like, you don't even have a choice. You had to take
it. Yeah, I did make the oath. I would never take the Jets all year. But, I mean, 8.5 is still like.
It's a lot
I get
of points.
It is a lot of points. But, like, you're telling me the Jets traveling cross country are going to go in there. And the Chargers, even though they do know how to lose games, like, they also, I think, are better than a 2-7 record. Like, they are competitive. The Jets just aren't. Like, I just flat. The Jets suck. So I'm definitely going Chargers 8.5.
I know. It's just too many points. It's too many points. So I will take the Jets. I feel sick to my stomach doing it. All right, you're up first on this one, even though this is one I feel incredibly confident. This is maybe my second favorite line on the board.
Yeah, I think this is going to be my Parks bet of the week.
Yeah, so I'm assuming we're on this Dallas at Minnesota. Minnesota -7. We could just both say we're taking Minnesota heavily.
Yeah, Minnesota -7.
Heavily.
I think
Minnesota's
this is
on a roll.
Minnesota's
playing good football. I think they roll against Dallas.
I'm a little surprised that this line wasn't more.
It should be 10 as far as I'm concerned.
12 maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a 12.5. Like, but yeah, Minnesota -7. That is going to be my Parks pick of the week. So 10-3 on my Parks picks of the weeks. Minnesota -7. I will tweet it out. That is my Parks pick of the week.
I absolutely adore that pick, Elliot. I am all in on it. A two team parlay of Miami and Minnesota feels like a winning parlay to me. I feel really
like
good
it.
About that one. All right. Game of the week, if there is such a thing. It is not a great week for games, but I think if there is a game of the week, it is this one. You are up first, I believe. Or no, I'm up first. I'm up first. We both kind of said it, but
I'll
I'm
go
up first.
I don't care.
I don't mind. I feel all incredibly right. confident about my pick here. Green Bay at Indy. Indy is a 2-point favorite. I'm taking Green Bay. They're a better team. Yep. I think they're going to go in there and handle Indy, personally.
Yeah, I mean, look, I do think the Colts are very good, but I get what I think the better team is, and I get points. Like, I know where they're on the road, but that's not overly concerning to me. No one's, like, afraid to go into Indianapolis and play. So, yeah, Green Bay plus two, easy one for me.
Yeah, that one, again, is what if I were to make a three-team parlay, that would probably be my third favorite game.
It'd be a good game, though.
Yeah, I think they're tough. Look, I think Indianapolis is good, and their defense is super legit. But yeah, I think ultimately Green Bay is a better team. All right, two more. The Sunday nighter, Kansas City at Las Vegas. I don't know who's up first, but I'll just say I'm taking Kansas. This is my other favorite. Like, I love this. It could be 12, 13 points. I'm still taking KC. Coming off the only team they lost to. They've already talked about it. They didn't like how they celebrated the win, Vegas, all that. Like, Vegas has had all kinds of COVID issues all week. Their offensive linemen are not practicing again, all that stuff. This feels like a Kansas City route to me. I think they want to make a statement. This is the team that's in second place in their division. Like, I think they roll over the Raiders. Hmm. I feel amazing laying the 8 points.
Patrick Mahomes prime time, tough to bet against that. Like, you know, like, I do think there's a chance Las Vegas can make it competitive. As you mentioned, there's some revenge factor here. But, man, Patrick Mahomes, prime time, even the 8 points feels like enough for me. I still feel confident. I'll take the KC minus eight as well.
I love this game. Like, I had forgotten when we were saying that. Like, this is right there with my favorites. Like, this, Miami.
I don't know. I mean, eight's a lot of points.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I think KC's.
All right.
How about the fact that we're talking about, like, oh, Russell Wilson MVP season, Aaron Rodgers MVP season. Oh,
right,
Kyler Murray's in it now. Patrick Mahomes has 25 touchdowns and one interception. 25 touchdowns and one interception. Who's the MVP? Oh, yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's the guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
It's silly to talk about anyone else. All right, one more game on the slate, and unfair. I said the game of the week. I was thinking of the games on Sunday because, actually, this is probably the best game of the week right there, at least with Green Bay and Indy, but it is on Monday night. As Los Angeles Rams head into Tampa Bay, you are up first on this one, and I'm happy because this is a tough one. Tampa Bay, a 4-point home favorite against a very good Rams team, two teams that you liked into the season and have both proven to be right on. What do you think about this one?
This is a tough one. I do think the Rams are better for sure than I thought, as I probably said each week. It seems like each week I'm surprised that I think the Rams are good, but I do think they're good. Tampa Bay, bit of a tough team to get a read on. Obviously, big win last week. It was close for a little bit, then they pull off at the end. Primetime Tampa Bay has not been great this year. They lost to Chicago. They got blown out by New Orleans. So that's somewhat worrisome. I'll go Tampa Bay minus four, but I don't feel great about it. This will not be one of my favorite picks of the week. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams. I don't feel great about it, but this feels like it should be a 3-point line. I think these teams are pretty similar. I like what the Rams have been doing lately. I think they're kind of locked in. They're playing good football. That was a big win against Seattle. They're a team that doesn't make mistakes. Their defense is better than I expected it to be. I don't feel great about it. I feel like I'm getting a point here. I will take the Rams, but I really don't feel great about it, particularly because I think Tampa Bay will probably win. But I'll take the Rams. I believe in what they're doing right now, and I feel pretty good about that team. So this should be a fun one.
A lot of different picks this week.
A lot of different picks. What I will say is the picks that I feel strongest about are the ones we agreed on for the most part. Like, I feel super strong about the Dolphins, about Minnesota, Green Bay, and Kansas City. Those four games to me are my home run games this week.
And Seattle, I mean, look, I know this will be out on Friday.
I love Seattle tonight, too. Not to make ourselves look dumber than we already will if it doesn't go that
Minnesota
way.
Minnesota minus seven is definitely my favorite bet of the week.
Yeah, and we're both on that one, so definitely bet on that game. All right, any final thoughts, E?
Look, I mean, I think you should be rooting for me to have a better week than you.
just to make it fun.
Honest.
I like that.
Yes.
It's a good attitude.
I think you should be. I think, you know, everyone's happier if I'm over 500, right? So I think you should be rooting for me to win every game that we're on the different page about.
Okay.
So that's my opinion.
I'm rooting for Elliot this week, guys.
There we go. Appreciate it.
Check us out Saturday, tomorrow, 1 to 3 on WIP. And obviously, we'll be back Sunday after the game and all that good stuff. And we'll have pods out Thanksgiving week and all that. So until Saturday, he's Elliot and James. Talk to you guys later.